Welcome to the AI for Interior Designers podcast, where creativity meets cutting-edge technology. In each episode, we dive deep into the world of artificial intelligence and explore how it's revolutionizing the interior design industry. From AI-powered design tools to the latest trends and innovations, we've got you covered. So plug in, relax, and let's embark on this exciting journey together. Welcome to AI for Interior Designers podcast. P.S. This intro was written by and voiced by AI to sound like your host, Jenna Good-Dusek. Welcome to episode 5 of AI for Interior Designers podcast. So this week, I don't have a guest, but I have a very interesting topic to discuss with you guys about ChatGPT and like what it can really do for you as an interior designer. I think that a lot of design professionals right now are like really wowed by the imagery that we can create with Midjourney and Dolly's catching up, right? But like they don't really understand that there's way more to it than just pretty pictures. I think a lot of people don't really understand that. And so that's why today I wanted to get into like the really big details that might be missed right now with these tools that are available as enhancements. Again, I'm going to say it, like enhancements. Like, you know, it's funny because I see so much pushback and we've seen it before. Like, this is not new, right? Like, we see industry veterans typically pushing back on things that are new because they don't understand them. And it is sad because they do have such a loud voice in the industry, but also it is none of my business. I don't care if you're going to use AI or not. I'm going to tell you how to use it for your design business. If you choose not to use it, cool. That's absolutely one path. But also remember, you probably are, and you just are not aware that it's already embedded in so many of your programs. So for people to be like, oh, AI is going to take over and, you know, there goes all of our jobs. It's like so naive, honestly. Like I can't even fathom that mindset because it's not. It is literally the next evolutional step, if evolutional is a word, but it's the next step in our evolution as humans, which that isn't a word. I definitely need to evolve a little bit more. But like, honestly, it is seriously the next step of like just human intelligence at this point, because everything is not done by AI. Yes, there's so much that can be done, right? Like it will replace so many different things, but it's also going to bring so many different opportunities that just never even remotely existed before now. So one of the things that I do is I use ChatGPT, but I use it to create custom GPTs. So that's what I'm going to tell you guys about today. And they're actually available if you wanted to like immediately start using them. I just released them all on AI for Interior Designers. And I'm sure that it's not the end. Right now I have 5. I've got another one that I'm waiting to release just honestly because I have to fill out the remaining part of the pages. But the training's done. The bot has been built, been tested, been used. So many different things, but it's not quite ready yet. So I'm going to talk about the 5 core GPTs that I have been using, if not on a daily basis, a weekly basis, just because of when those tasks come up for the past about 6 months or so. So ever since building your own customized GPT became available with ChatGPT Plus, I've been all over it and I've been trying to use it and train it and just get like really streamlined outputs from that. So again, I'm going to say it, this will enhance, it will save you time. Like literally this is the biggest time saver in my business right now. And it's something that you could do as a designer if you're a solopreneur, or if you have a team, it can also be outsourced just to receive better results than what we could do previously on our own. And that would, you know, be things like research or looking for the perfect hashtags to add to certain posts or writing alt text. You know, like I hate writing alt text, but it is a necessity for being found online and actually showing up in search results. So SEO optimization has always been on, you know, the tip of our tongue as designers with blogging and all of those things. But not really anything that we ever wanted to do. Like, you would see so many, who can I outsource this task to, posts in our community that, like, we're creatives. We don't want to do that, but we have to. And especially if you're a smaller business owner and it's just you doing all of the things, like, this is where these bots come into play. Okay. So for me, I started with my design assistant buddy. It was the first one that I built because it came out of necessity and also exploration to kind of see like what this whole GPT thing was about. And I'm just going to list the top things that this GPT does. So number one, develop comprehensive client profiles. So what I do is I bring in all my notes from like the onboarding. I'll bring in the design questionnaire that my client has filled out with all of their answers and the images that they said that they liked from that style quiz for style. So I'll take, you know, my notes from our conversations and all of that. Messy, and I will go to my design assistant, put it all in there, and I don't have to say a thing, okay? I don't have to say, now I need to do this, now I need to do that. It knows. I've trained it. It's done. It knows. So what it does is it takes my hodgepodge of information and it bullet points it for me and it organizes it and it categorizes it so that now I have incredible working notes to start to dive into this project. Also, you know, this information, if I hadn't already created a client portal in my Myjoma Studio account for this project, I could take this entire summary, make sure that I've got the budget. If I've got the rooms in there that I'm going to be designing, those would also translate over to views. And views, technically, you basically can start creating like different lists of things. So say I'm doing a bedroom, that would be the view name. And every item that I source would go under that view. With that view, I can then take that easily over to create design boards right inside the program and give them hotspots, do whatever I want to with that. But I could also download it as a CSV file. So I could do like a spreadsheet with this information. I could do like a PDF format and just get entire lists of these documents as they are spaced by the views, right? So like different rooms. So going back to what I had ChatGPT create, it can create this entire summary and then say, okay, here's a budget, here's all that, where now I take it over to Myjoma, I go to the project area, I find Max, the AI assistant, and then Max, I give all this information to, and it creates the project for me in seconds. It's already set up. It knows exactly what files I need. It creates the folders for me. It creates the views for me. I tell it which of my onboarding, you know, like templates that I need. So design boards, contracts, questionnaires, if kind of we skipped over that and we're going back to it. All of that stuff I just put in there. And instead of taking 10, 15 minutes to set up projects now, I can do them in 4. So super, super fast to get organized with the onboarding process for new projects. So that's the first thing that it knows how to do. Now, when I give it all that information, when I'm done, it now gave me the summary, right? So it has this beautiful list of all the project details. And then the next thing it knows to do is create a design board. So some kind of a mood board, design inspiration, like a flat lay. And it will come up with that for me as it pertains to the images that I put in there and all of the information that I provided about this client project. So from there, the next thing that it knows how to do is start to create these really inspiring visual concepts. So after the flat lay, I have conversations with it and I'm like, okay, great. Now let's do the rendering for, you know, conceptually what this space could look like using all these notes and using this flat lay that you just created. There's a lot of back and forth that you can do because it's a conversation. So if you didn't love the first image, you kind of say, all right, let's redo it and include this, this, and that. And then you just talk it through. So I built this bot to basically be like this design intern for me that organizes everything and starts the conceptual visual communication that I could then take over to my client as the next step. And that's what I do. So when I get these images, I would then take the, technically like Dolly will, I've given it, you know, the information to take the image that it creates in this Dolly chat thread under this design assistant and also give me the prompt that it used. Alternatively, you can right click the image, go to the little eye there, see what the prompt was to create that image in Dolly. And then I take that and I put in Midjourney, because Midjourney creates totally different style, but also like along the lines of what your prompt is. So I put it in both every single time. And then I grab the best images and then I present those to my client and I say, what do you think about this color palette? What do you think about, you know, this range hood? Like whatever that might be, that's where we visually communicate with the direction before we move forward. Okay. So it helps with the comprehensive client profiles. It helps with the generation of visual concepts and flat lays and renderings and all of those things to get the project started. But it can also help with, you know, selecting materials and adding a little expertise as to like what the best materials for certain areas are. For me, I went to design school back in 2006 to 2010. So that information is like, if I don't use it, it's gone, right? When it comes to like textures and, you know, like slip coefficients and like all those things. I just need to like reference sometimes if it's not a go-to thing for me. So this GPT can help with the resources that you need to make more educated decisions. Okay. If you're going to ask, can I source with this? The answer is kind of. And that's just because this is not connected to like the live internet right now. It is trained through about a year ago. I think it's April 2023 for version 4 of ChatGPT. So while it can put you in the ballpark and it can give you like search results that are hyper tailored to like what you're looking for, it's not actually sourcing real time information. Okay, so that's important for you to know if you are trying to use this for sourcing. Now you could always use like maybe Gemini or Copilot, which is what I use as my browser. It's part of Microsoft Edge. Copilot is the AI assistant that's also embedded into like, you know, Google and all of that. Sorry, not Google, but their search engine, Bing. So it like, it is pulling real-time information, but it's more like list format. And then it also kind of integrates with ChatGPT as the language that it's using. So it's like chatting with a bot, but it's kind of like a Google search engine, if that makes sense. So it's just like amplified search engine browser for your, you know, internet that also is AI infused. So you're getting like really quality information that is pulling more from the internet than what ChatGPT is doing. So if you're looking to go that direction, there's ways to do it. That is not exactly what these bots are built for at this point in time, just because of our limitations with accurate and up-to-date information. Okay, so it can also help with like just finding what's sustainable in this world, you know, and doing that research for you if that's a direction that you take in your business. It can also look for design trends, so things that have been kind of showing up in blog posts and stuff like that as trending. It does do a little bit of that, ironically. So I've even noticed, you know, like newer blog posts that I'm like, was it trained on that? You know, that it's pulling just like, here's trends for 2024. So there's things there and it also links back. So if you have thought that, you know, blogs are dead, oh no, no. Not only is like Google, you know, still alive and well, but all these AI search engines are now also sourcing where they found a lot of information. And if that goes back to a designer's professional site with information that you have provided that is very different and relates to stuff that's not already like saturated all over the internet, you're going to stand out and you could definitely potentially show up in one of these AI generated search results. So let's switch over to blogging next, because I'm going to tell you about that GPT that definitely helps with getting those blog posts done in a more efficient way. But back to this Design Buddy assistant. By the way, almost everything has buddy at the end because they are like my little buddies. They're like my little GPT assistant buddies. So this is my design assistant buddy. And he just makes my entire onboarding and conceptual phase of every design project so much more cleaner and streamlined and sets me up for success moving to the next steps. I just want to reiterate, like, This is conceptual. Like, this is not doing my job for me. Okay. Like, the next step is I go source, I go find product, I do research, I put it into a rendering, like with dimensions, with actual 3D models, all of those things, I have not been replaced. Okay. Like I still need my brain. I still need my creativity as a design professional, but this is a jumping off point. And for many of us creatives that can be a little scattered, I don't know about you, but like I'm just scattered. And I know a lot of my design friends are. That's just kind of creativeness, right? Like we are so creative that it is sometimes like blindsides our regular tasks that we need to do. And that's what these GPTs help with. They just enhance the areas that we lack in our business. So I built them for me in my design flow, in my design business for that reason specifically. Okay. These weren't built by like a tech company. Like these were built because I needed them as a designer to help me be better at what I do. So the next one is that blogging buddy, and the blogging buddy is a great place to start with writing blogs. Okay. So it is SEO optimized for what you're going to be writing. So it does look for those keywords, looks for phrases, puts them in the right places in the blogs. It also can look for your trend insights, things like that. It can engage with visual content. So if you didn't have the imagery that you needed for that specific blog, you could potentially create it in DALL-E as you're writing these blog posts in ChatGPT or over on Midjourney too. So of course, you're going to make sure that when you put them in a blog post, you say AI generated, right? We always want to disclose. But if you don't have the pictures because you didn't do the projects, but it's something that like you need to teach as a design professional through your blog because it's needed for your, you know, ideal market, then put in some AI images, just disclose them. Okay. So what I've trained this one to do is basically like create an outline. It'll get a little bit of information from you first about your design business and kind of like what your goals might be, who maybe your ideal client is. I didn't train any of these bots on my business. I didn't train them on any business. I taught them how to do it for interior design professionals as a whole by asking qualifying questions that will lead them to very unique answers as it pertains to the designer that's using the bot. Okay. Not trained on my information. Side note, you could do your own that are trained on your own information. I do teach that in the beginner ChatGPT like core class, okay, but not in this. All right. So going back to the blog. So it starts with the outline. And once we get the outline, we can tweak it. You can also just get like a list of ideas after you give it a little bit of information. Like, here's what I do. Here's who I serve. You know, like, here's a little bit about my expertise. You know, what are 15 different blog post ideas that I could consider? Okay, I see number 5. Let's expand on number 5. And then it'll give you a more in-depth outline as it pertains to you as a design professional, not just like a general person writing this. It is for designers. And then from there, you add your expertise, right? And you can even say, now write the blog post, okay? You're not going to just lift this blog post and put it on your website. Please do not do that. Put in and interject your personality, your writing style, your expert information that is probably not in this blog post because it was written by ChatGPT. Okay. So the iterations that you can continue to do through these chat threads, like if you like a blog post, but it's not quite where it needs to be, say, okay, I like XYZ about this. Let's expand on blah, blah, blah. Okay. Can you make it 1,000 words? Okay. Can you make it whatever, you know, can I get a meta description for this blog post after, you know, it's already built it and gives you a summary. Then you've got a meta description that you can put in the back end of your blog post. And that description is what shows up when somebody Googles that topic and those keywords show up. So that meta description, when you go to Google, you see like a blue line and then some text underneath. That is SEO optimized so that people can find it better. Okay. So this bot was built for interior designers to be SEO optimized and to create this content that is very specific and unique to set us up for success as designers. All right. The next thing that I'm going to talk about is the Instagram hashtag buddy. So, you know, everybody's like, hashtags are dead. Okay. They work for me, so I'm going to keep doing it. That's kind of my whole MO on social media. I'm like, I just like it. I'm going to do it. I don't care if it's a trend. I don't care if it's anything that Instagram says that you should be doing, if I like it, I'm going to do it. So I do generate my hashtags every day for my AI for Interior Designers post, inspo posts that I do. That's just kind of a little challenge I've given myself throughout this year, is to post every day, because I'm creating all these beautiful images that just sit in my camera roll when I do them for AI for Interior Designers classes or for my own design clients. So every day I'm sharing one, kind of spreading the awareness that this is what these types of tools can do. But I don't like doing the back end. So I will write every single caption. Okay. I write every single caption that I put on my Instagram. You can tell by all the misspelled words and the terrible grammar that I wrote that myself, and it wasn't AI. But what this GPT was trained to do, and this was actually the second one that I built out of necessity, when I upload a picture, I don't have to say a thing. The next thing that it does after I upload the picture to this hashtag guru GPT is it will spit out 30 relevant hashtags to the image that it sees. And it'll give me alt text. So that text that goes behind the picture on Instagram, that is also SEO optimized, right? Because that can now show up in Google searches and other places as well, not just on Instagram. So highly important for those to continue to grow past the day that you post them, to have the alt text behind it. And then I also just have it programmed to create like a starting point caption. So because I was building this for other designers, maybe you guys do want to just kind of have some place to start as you're writing out your captions. So that's also included. And the best part is that these little pieces are also in a copy paste format. So they have been programmed to be able to just click the copy button for the section that you want to copy and then paste over onto your Instagram, kind of remove, you know, whatever you need to from there, edit, but you don't have to copy the entire thing. Like, you can just press the copy tab as it relates to like just the hashtags, just the alt text or just the description. Sometimes it decides to only put one section as a copy paste type thing, and then the other ones are a little bit more below. You can still copy it. It's just, I tried to do, you know, something where like we don't have to reformat. We can just copy and then directly put inside because it's been formatted properly. I built this because when I was doing using ChatGPT for this task before I built the bot, every single time I would upload the image, I would say, okay, I need those three items. Text, alt text, the hashtags, and then a starting point for the description every single time. And then I would have to say, okay, don't list in numeric, like 1, 2, 3, like bullet points, all of these hashtags. Now put them in a comma spaced or spaced copyable format for me to be able to take over, because I was sitting there having to remove 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, like all the way down because of the format that it posted in. So now I've trained this one that I just upload the picture. It does its job. We are done here. And that's it. So very, very like simple, but also so necessary. And that's what a lot of these bots are. They're just like these simple, mundane tasks that like, I don't want to do it. I just don't. So why don't I just have a bot do it? And then I finish the job after. But it starts, like, it gives me a starting point, you know? Okay, the next one is going to be the Budget Buddy. So Budget Buddy is pretty cool because it has been trained with some highly in-depth information, all right? So what I did was I took every single potential room in the house, and then I created lists of every single itemized product that could potentially be in this room. And then I loaded and trained the information to this GPT to then take all of those itemized lists and then create a good, better, best budget based off of what your parameters are for your client. Okay. Now, this is not connected to the design assistant, though you can always kind of call information if you wanted to. I would recommend just kind of saying, okay, here's my client's budget. We're doing this room. What's the breakdown? And starting there. So once you do that, it will come back with an insanely comprehensive and detailed budget for you. All right. So let's say we do a kitchen, which is like some, I don't design kitchens, so knowing like all the details to things that like could potentially even be in the space, like just considering all the options that we could even use. So let's say I put in, you know, my budget for the kitchen. I say it's a kitchen. Now what it's going to do is it's going to keep going. It's going to give me this long list and it's going to break down every single item that we could potentially put in this room and a good, better, best scenario. So, you know, based on the budget, like we would come in a little bit lower. We would be, you know, it just gives you a range for every single product. So you know how to stay within the budget based off your client's exact project guidelines. So now once you get that fully itemized and detailed list, you can remove things if you wanted to. If you've got any added features that you want to see in there, add them in. It'll redo the budget, recalculate it. But the other thing is that it's giving you, you know, like it's just giving you unique budget guidelines for everything. So you don't have to sit here and do what we used to do, where we break down the good, better, best by ourselves for our client's budget. It does it for you in literally seconds. And then it also will leave a little room for like the fluff. So a little extra for, you know, deliveries or taxes or just other unforeseen costs. It'll leave a little space for that too, according to your budget and all the products that you're potentially putting in there. So I love this because it really, you know, gives me an idea of, okay, well, we can't blow all the budget on, you know, the refrigerator in here. Like if we have all of these other things that we have to consider, here's our range. That's information I can take back to the client and be like, well, if you want to get that fridge, that's fine, but can't have the three dishwashers, you know, you probably just got to have two. So like that is where we can be like, here's the budget, here's the breakdown, here's the target zone for everything. If you don't want to stay in there, we have to raise the budget. But it is literally like the most detailed reference guide that is customizable for budgets that I've honestly ever seen, and within minutes. So that's done, built, ready. You can start using it now, okay? The other one that I have is a lead magnet generator. So the lead magnet one is like something that I've been doing for years with mentor calls, where basically like we get on, I figure out your ideal client, I figure out your service, I want to know more about your end goal. And then we create a lead magnet for you. So something that's going to bring people to your website to register to be on your email list in exchange for something of value and quality, which is your lead magnet. And then once you're on your email list, you write out your nurture sequence, you know, your email funnel that you send to them every couple of days, so that they get to know you, they get to know what you do and how you can help them. So what this lead magnet buddy does is, first of all, it decides on the type of lead magnet for you and your unique business model. After you give it a little bit of information about who you are, what you do, and who you serve. And then it helps you to create the content that is also SEO optimized. Like all of these, that was something I struggled with as a designer. So I figured I'm going to just build everything with SEO because that is so key right now. And then it really focuses on like design and personalization. So like taking into consideration you, your uniqueness, the attributes that you bring to the table and who you're speaking to as your ideal client. It can also help you build your landing page, and really have like a higher conversion rate, you know, just things to focus on for that type of stuff. It'll give you the copy if you ask for it. Of course, change it a little bit. Don't just like slap it on your website once it's done, but it can build the landing page for you. It can help you with promotional ideas. So after you've built your lead magnet, it can help you figure out how you're going to promote it. It doesn't do it for you. Remember, this is a tool. It's not a replacement. So it doesn't do it for you. You still got to get out there and promote it, but it'll help you build it. It can also help you with the email marketing and the integration of that, you know, like, so what to write, how to create these nurture sequences, and all of those types of things. So, I mean, there's so much to it, but like, it's fun. Like for me, I like this one because I think it's something that is needed, because a lot of designers are either, they only create one opt-in ever, one lead magnet, and they're like, well, I have one, so I'm good. But that's just not the case anymore. I have probably 3 or 4 for AI for Interior Designers already, and I plan to continue to do more of them because they build my email list, and it's information that people need, but it's not information that I feel like they should pay for, but I feel like they will give me their email in exchange for this quality information. So designers can create numerous, like multiple lead magnets, and you should. You should constantly be creating these things, because if you created a paint guide 2 years ago, how many emails have you collected? You know, like I'm sure in the beginning it probably started out well, but are you still even talking about it, or does it just sit on your website and then nothing happens? And then you're like, well, where's all the clients? Why is my email list not filling up? That's why. It's old. Like, start something new, because it's been, first of all, that topic's been done and beat to death, that like you can go anywhere and get that information. You have to know what's out there on the market and what's not been done and what relates to your ideal client. That's where you're going to see the most benefit. And then you got to know how to share it. You know, like ManyChat for me is how I basically take comments from posts that I do on Instagram. The ManyChat will then, sometimes it goes haywire. Most times it goes haywire when I first set it up, and then I straighten it out a little bit. But then it'll DM with like the link to go get that freebie or whatever product it is to them directly. So people are lazy. I know I am when it comes to like link in bios, right? Like, I'm not going to go find your bio and then go find that link. You're going to DM me that link and then I'm going to open it. That is it. So I know a lot of people are like that, and it works. Like, it just works. But I keep my my stuff like fresh. Like, it's always changing. It's always adapting. And not just for like AI for interior designers, obviously. Like, it is also for designers that have information that, oh, should this be a free blog post? Or maybe could I collect some emails if I format it in a different way? That's where it's going to help you. Okay. So I think that I went through all five. We got lead magnet GPT. We've got Instagram hashtag guru. We've got the budget buddy GPT. We've got blogging buddy and the design assistant. So those are the five fundamental train GPTs that I've been creating for myself as a design professional to streamline my process, but now turned over to you. So the thing is about these GPTs, they each come with a training, so you know how to use them. I did a little video training for every single one, and then you get instant access as long as you are on ChatGPT Plus, which is only $20 a month. Highly, highly recommend you do that. I've been saying that since the beginning, but you can immediately start using them. They are private, so you have to have my direct link to be able to access these. I'm not putting them in the public store because I want them to be trained by you as professionals. And the more you use them, like, you're not training the back end, but the more you use them, the more it understands the commands and it gets better and better. So with every designer that could use this for their own stuff, then we just continue to like hone in on a specific task and make them do it even better with every single interaction. The other thing is nobody can see your conversation. So I can't see them once you start using these. Nobody else can see them. It's not going to pull on that information. I've said that in the back where it's like, you know, like this is just for this one time, but also never do the same thing twice. So, you know, I've got another one that's like a, home decor buddy. And basically what that one does is he writes out the title of my pillow after I upload the picture, the description, alt text, and then, you know, any other information that I would need. And then I just put that into my e-commerce store. So that is another one that's coming, but not quite ready yet, but it was built out of necessity, right? Like, I don't want to name things. I don't want to write descriptions for 400 products. This is something that I can then actually outsource to if I wanted to free up a little bit of my time and give them my bot, and then they can upload the pillow from my store and then get the description. So this, I mean, I cannot express enough how helpful and how beneficial these tools are. Sometimes I get asked, and I don't know how this is going to come out, but sometimes I get asked how I do things so efficiently and how I get so much done. And before it was, you know, ADHD, but I'm medicated now, so I'd streamline that and really, really get things done. But it's these GPTs. Like, they have enhanced everything for me. They enhanced my entire workflow so that I can do the exact same things that I was doing just way faster. And, you know, much more streamlined with better results, because it's not just my brain that's coming up with these things. Like, I don't write SEO descriptions, you know, like, I don't want to sit here and look for 30 hashtags. I'm not going to use 30 hashtags, but sometimes close. So I'm not going to do, I don't want to do it. So that's what these do. And then you have results in a matter of minutes. Okay. So moral of the story, AI is way more than just pretty pictures. Okay. And if you're stuck on the pretty pictures, I can train you on them. No worries. We can do that. But I really want you to explore the other possibilities with ChatGPT. So if you want to check out my bots, go for it. If you want to go learn a little bit more about how to build your own, I've got a ChatGPT class. But I do invite you to, you know, get one of these, start with one of these, and see how it works for you in integrating it into your design process. Alternatively, if you want to learn how to use all of these and also access them in one day, because some of the feedback that I get from designers is just like, oh, I don't have time to learn this. I know it's going to help me with efficiency in my design business, but I don't have time to learn it. So what I did was I created AI Day. AI Day is literally soup to nuts, all three trifecta program here. We got ChatGPT, DALL-E, and Midjourney, and we're going to go through every single thing, and you're going to start using these GPTs during class, and I'm going to walk you through it, like, step by step. Here's how you sign up for ChatGPT Plus. Here's what it looks like with the dashboard. Here's how to use it. Here's how, you know, like, to bring in your GPTs, how to use your GPTs. Then we're going to explore some examples. I've got some real life examples I'll show you. And then cut it over to you. You guys can do your own thing and ask me some questions. Then we're going to learn about Midjourney and where all that plays into the visual aspect. After we get down, you know, the solid GPT, DALL-E, all of that stuff, we'll learn Midjourney by the end of the day. So this is April 30th. Pre-order early bird pricing will end on the 18th, April 18th, 2024, if you're watching this later in the future. I do hope to have more of these classes, because I will be capping this one because it is a live class, and because it is so hands-on with this one, and it's really oriented towards beginners here. Also, you know, like, beginner intermediate, we'll say, because if you've never dabbled with ChatGPT, you're going to get so much out of this class. So it's one day. You're going to learn all the things. You're going to get the recording. You're going to get the GPTs. You're going to get my ultimate prompt guide. And I'm going to show you how to use them so that by the end of the day, you are literally just like picking up where I am right now. Okay. That is the goal for you, to be able to learn, to use, and immediately implement. I love instant gratification, and I want it for you guys too. So that is what AI Day is about. You can check it out on the website. I will also put it in the show notes. So that is all for today. Next week, I do believe I have a guest, but I'm also going to be in High Point. So I might have a few guests. We'll have to see how that goes. Maybe I'll record while I'm there with a few people. You know, just flying by the seat of my pants, really, with this one, this podcast. I got a general outline of the things that I want to talk about. If you have a topic that you want to talk about, or if you want to hear about it, or if you want to be a guest on the show, let me know. There's actually a guest form at the bottom of AI for Interior Designers in the footer. If you would like to apply to be a guest on here, I would love to have more conversation with people using AI in our industry, or for AI companies that are also creating some really cool products. Would love to share that with you know, the listeners here. But until then, I will, I'll be working on more GPTs and working on some client work myself, actually. Quite a few new builds right now that I need to wrap up, hopefully before I leave for market. And if you're going to market, I will be there on quite a few panels with some presentations. So I really hope to see you at High Point this year. If you've never been before, start planning for fall, because it is a really good time and you get to see so much product that it's mind-boggling. I love it. It's like drinking from a fire hose, as they say, but it is a blast every single time. So I will leave you now with that information, with all this cool ChatGPT stuff. I'm sure that it probably blew a few minds today, but so worth it. And literally instant gratification if you guys want to check these out. All right. See you next week. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the AI for Interior Designers podcast.
Don't forget to subscribe to this channel and tune in next week for more AI tips for your design business. See you next time.